Public News Service Friday Afternoon Update. I'm Mike Clifford. Vice President J.D. Vance and First Lady Usha Vance are headed to a U.S. base in Greenland as the Trump White House eyes the semi-autonomous Danish territory despite opposition from residents and leaders. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz will join the Vances, according to sources familiar with the planning. That from CBS News. They report the Vice President's office said the strategic partnership between the U.S. and Greenland has long played a vital role in our national and economic security. CBS notes Trump hasn't given up on the idea of absorbing Greenland into the U.S. despite opposition from Greenland's leadership and people. We head next to Maine, where lawmakers are considering legislation to improve staffing levels in hospitals.
Labor unions say there's no state law limiting the number of patients a registered nurse can care for at one time. They say that increases burnout and puts nurses and patients' safety at risk. Erin Oberson with the Maine State Nurses Association says nurses' working conditions can determine patient outcomes.
Passing this nurse-to-patient ratios bill into law is the single best way that nurses and other members of our community can stand together to keep each other safe in our hospitals.
Oberson says the bill's passage could draw more people to the nursing profession. Hospital administrators say it would increase costs, possibly forcing hospitals to cut services, and that there are simply not enough nurses to meet demand. I'm Catherine Carley.
And the Washington State Pollution Control Hearings Board is ordering state officials to rewrite pollution discharge permit regulations for concentrated animal feeding operations, otherwise known as CAFOs.
The complaint alleged that the state failed to control the discharge of excess nutrients, bacteria, and other pollutants from dairy factory farms. Tyler Lobdell with Food and Water Watch says the state must better protect its water, wildlife, and communities.
The state of Washington hasn't been requiring what are called nutrient management plans or manure pollution prevention plans to be robustly developed by every CAFO, and they haven't required those plans to be available to the public to make sure they're actually doing what they're supposed to do.
The ruling orders the State Department of Ecology to require CAFOs to control pollution from animal waste runoff. I'm Mark Richardson.
And for thousands of folks in Mississippi leaving prison each year, a single question looms large. Who will hire me? State lawmakers could remove some of the biggest barriers to answering that question by expanding the Fresh Start Act. Backers say it would change lives and save taxpayers millions. Will Irvin with Empower Mississippi is advocating for its passage.
By reforming the licensing process to ensure that past convictions unrelated to a profession don't serve as an automatic disqualification, we believe the bill promotes economic opportunity while also maintaining necessary safeguards.
The bill would dramatically widen the 2019 law that helps people with criminal records obtain professional licenses. If passed, barbers, electricians, and dozens of other professionals would no longer be automatically disqualified from licensing because of unrelated past convictions. This is Public News Service. Next to the Lone Star State, where officials in Johnson County, just south of Fort Worth, are awaiting a decision from Governor Greg Abbott on a request for a state disaster declaration because of PFAS contamination.
The county declared a state of disaster 2 years ago after it was determined biosolids applied to land on one farm contaminated other properties in the county. Kyla Bennett with Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility says many farmers are losing their livelihoods.
The FDA either halted entry or pulled cans of tuna and clams that had between 22,000 and 25,000 parts per trillion of PFOS in them. We found in the fish 57,000 parts per trillion of PFOS and 74,000 parts per trillion.
Farmers are suing the biofertilizer company as well as the EPA. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This story produced with original reporting by Sarah Hashimi for Sentinel Health. And folks in West Virginia are more concerned about the bird flu's impact on grocery costs rather than health implications, and GOP voters are more likely to distrust CDC information about the virus. That's according to a new poll from the Health and Policy Research and News Organization, KFF.
Rising economic pressure has households more worried about paying for housing, gas, transportation, and everyday expenses, explains Audrey Carney, a senior survey analyst with KFF.
We found that only half of the public says that they are really hearing a lot about bird flu on a day-to-day basis. So it might not be resonating in the way of health, but it definitely is resonating when they go grocery shopping.
Since 2022, officials have identified just two backyard flocks, around 260 birds in the state, impacted by the virus. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And finally, a new report takes a look at differences in state juvenile justice system financing. looking at how local control can improve outcomes.
The report, titled Transforming Juvenile Justice Through Strategic Financing, compares seven states and highlights Ohio's Reclaim initiative as influential. Reclaim began in 1993 and encouraged courts to implement community-based alternatives to youth incarceration with the aim of decreasing the likelihood of repeated arrest. Gabriella Celeste with Case Western Reserve University says Reclaim and its recent updates have transformed the state's juvenile justice system.
In the last 10 years or so, it's really upped its game, the state of Ohio, in ensuring that the kinds of interventions are based on what works with kids. And that's where we see the new kind of iterations of Reclaim, the targeted Reclaim, and especially competitive Reclaim.
Brett Pivato reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.